and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We celebrate this week still baptism, especially the baptism of our Lord Jesus Christ. High feast day was Sunday, but we still get to celebrate. And the Old Testament lesson for this week from Isaiah chapter 42, the first 9 verses, thought I'd go through it with you because there's a lot of good stuff in here. A lot of good stuff. And it's talking about nothing other than our Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah does a lot of that. Isaiah speaks of and prophesies a lot about Jesus. These words that the Lord asked for Isaiah to write, he said, "Behold, my servant, whom I am bold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights." What did he say when he came up out of the water? "This is my son, in whom I am well pleased." He has the delight of the Lord. And he says, "I have put my spirit upon him." Isaiah, many, many hundreds of years before Jesus' birth, foretells of the baptism of Jesus right there. "That I have put my spirit upon him, he will bring forth justice to the nations." Justice. God demands justice. That's how he is. That's what God is. He is a just God. He wants justice. He wants punishment for sins. Keep that in mind. Now verse 2, he says, "He will not cry aloud or lift up his voice or make it heard in the street." What? What? He'll not cry aloud or lift up his voice or make what heard in the streets? What's he talking about? Jesus is suffering. He goes through a lot, doesn't he? He experiences a lot in pain and suffering, and yet he doesn't say anything about it. We don't ever hear about it. And those back then that were present while Jesus walked the face of this earth, they never heard him cry aloud. Number verse 3 says, "A bruised reed he will not break. Stand up to a whole lot of abuse. I mean, you can walk through there and you'll just mash down a whole bunch of them. He won't touch it. Abuse, reed, he will not break. That's how tender Jesus is. How tender he is. And a faintly burning wick, that's how calm he is. Tender and calm. Savior Jesus Christ. He's tender. He's calm. He has all that, even amongst all the suffering that he goes through. And according to God, he will faithfully bring forth justice. Everyone will be dealt with fairly and just. Everyone. And it will be done according to the will of God. That's what he means, faithful. He will not grow faint or be discouraged. He's strong. He's going to persevere. He's going to make it through all of this stuff, all these trials and temptations. He will make it till he has established justice in the earth and the coastlands wait for his law. God's will is going to reign. It has reigned on the earth. The only reason God hasn't flooded the earth again because of all the sin is because he made that covenant. He made a promise, a contract with us, his people, that he would never do that again. will is going to reign. In the coastlands. And that's why he says, in the earth and the coastlands. That means from shore to shore. All the earth, all the nations, God's will is going to reign. Number five says, thus says God the Lord. That's number one. God the Lord. Thus says God the Lord. That name. Who created the heavens and stretched them out. Who spread out the earth and what comes from it. Who gives breath to the people on it and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord. The second acclamation of the name of God. I have called you, he says. I have called you in righteousness. He's called you in righteousness. But you don't have any. We don't have any. We get it because of Jesus. So he says, I will take you by the hand and keep you. Why? Because of Jesus, his son, in whom he is well pleased. He says, I will give you as a covenant, a promise, a contract that's unbreakable. He's going to give us this covenant to the people, a light for the nations, a light. We're living in the dark. What if people, you know the old expression, oh, he's in the dark. Well, they're living in the dark. They don't have a clue. They don't have a clue what's going on. We've lived in the dark. But Jesus is the light for the nations. He's come to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison, those who sit in darkness. We've been slaves to sin. We are prisoners of our own sin. Boy, if I was a real fire and brimstone kind of a guy, I could really lay this one on, couldn't I? Huh? We got a lot of sin. And we're prisoners to it. We're locked up. And only Jesus gets us out of the devil's grasp. That's the dungeon that we're in, and we're in. We're going to hell if it wasn't for Jesus. And now the third time, he declares, I am the Lord. That is my name. My glory I give to no others, nor my praise to carved idols. He's God. How much bolder can one be? How much bolder than a God be? We have to listen to him. Because here he says now in 9 that the former things have come to pass. All our sin, all of our unrighteousness, all of our unworthiness, all of that bad stuff has come to pass. Gone. And now he declares these new things. He declares to each of you and to me that we're pure, we're holy, we're righteous. Our robes have been washed white in the blood of the Lamb. And he declares this to us even before they spring forth. He tells us about that. Even before you have need of salvation, even before your last breath comes, he informs you and he tells us about our salvation. He tells us risen Christ Jesus.